The Downtown Springdale Alliance is beginning the new year with a new executive director. Jill Dabbs stepped into that role in just the last couple of weeks. She is coming from Bryant, just outside Little Rock, where she served as mayor for 8 years. According to a press release from the DSA, in that time, she oversaw numerous investments in capital improvement projects, and before that, she was a small business owner. Jill Dabbs recently spoke with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek about her new position at an organization that's been a key player in the revitalization efforts along Emma Avenue.
In November, you did lose the election in Bryant for mayor for a third term. It was a close race. From everything I've read, it was about 30 votes. So other than that, I imagine that does change which way your career goes. But what made you apply for this job at the Springdale Downtown Alliance? What made you go, I think this will be great for me?
The day after the election, the week after the election, I didn't really know which direction my career path was going to go. I knew that there was a door open because I completely believe when one door closes, others open. So I made a list of about 45 people across the state, influencers, leaders, and just started interviewing them, started talking to them, seeing what opportunities were out there. And when I met with some of my colleagues in Springdale and found out that this position was open, it was the one that really just resonated with me and sounded like something that I really wanted to put effort towards. There were other opportunities, but they didn't sound as interesting. This really captured all the aspects that I really enjoyed about being mayor and the things that I enjoyed working on. And then the more I learned about Springdale, the more I learned about the people that were here, the shared vision that so many people have for the downtown. I was hopeful that I would get an opportunity to be a part of it.
So speaking of being mayor, what did you do in Bryant that you think will translate really well to this role in Springdale and to this moment in Springdale?
In Bryant, over the last 8 years, we've really worked hard on improving our policies, our form-based code, our master plans. We have a master lighting plan. We worked on our bike ped plan. So I had the opportunity to really work through developing a lot of those, collaborating with the community, working with the council, and the process of getting those done. Coming to Springdale is like fast-forwarding 20 years ahead and getting to actually work with those policies and see them implemented and those things built. And Springdale is at a point in time that they're ready for that, it seems like. And so it's going to be really exciting to see those pieces of policy actually come to fruition and how we develop the next phase, the next chapter in Springdale.
Both of these roles, mayor and as the executive director of the Downtown Springdale Alliance, both civic roles. But they're different. Ultimately, a mayor is a politician. And in this role, I suppose more of a community leader type of role.
They are very different roles. I think there's advantages to both of them. I'm very much looking forward to the role that I'm in at this point in time. I've never in my life, Zuzanna, had a career or a job or a position that I didn't enjoy. And so I've been very blessed in that way. So I'm really looking forward to it. There are some things that, of course, any politician when they leave office are not going to miss. But I think that experience and having the opportunity to work with so many different community groups as mayor and seeing the importance of those community groups and the roles that they play kind of from a bird's eye view, from the mayor's seat, will really benefit me in Springdale in understanding the importance of all of those roles here and the role that has been given to me to play in all of Springdale, or in downtown Springdale. You know, what that role is, and it's small. It's a very small role, but it's a connector and understanding how to interface with local government, how to interface with business, and how to interface with nonprofits, and how to interface with people in education. I mean, I've had a lot of opportunities in all of those areas, so I still get to, that's one thing I'm really looking forward to this position, is I still get to do a lot of that.
So this is a pretty good segue to the next question that I had, which is, you know, what are your priorities for, let's just look ahead to the next year?
So a lot of the priorities for downtown have really already been set. And this isn't, I'm kind of jumping on a train that's moving. And so I've just got to get on. And so right now, it's a lot of listening. It's a lot of getting to know everybody, because this is a position, this is an organization where you're working with so many different people. You've got to know who you're working with, and you got to know what their expectations are, and how an organization like DSA can support their goals and their vision for downtown, the businesses, the nonprofits, the local government. You know, we've got a lot of things in play. We have some pretty exciting grants that are in play right now that we're rolling out. We just had the charrette for the Luther George Park, and so we'll be seeing the plans for that come out by this summer. So a lot of it is just keeping the lines of communication really wide open, hosting, you know, 3 to 4 really fantastic events this year, and really preparing for what we'll do next year, and getting, you know, just building on the momentum, just constantly building on the momentum. There's going to be some big announcements in downtown Springtail coming up, I'm hearing. So that's going to be exciting. New businesses are, you know, constantly looking to relocate down here. People are looking for reasons to be in downtown Springdale. And another thing that's really exciting to me is there's people that have recently moved here, but there's people that have grown up here and been here for generations, and that are really excited about what's going to happen in their Springdale, you know, in their downtown Springdale. So
you're still finding out quite a bit about the city, but any kind of challenges that you have noticed in revitalizing the downtown, or challenges to Springdale as a downtown that you'd like to address or like to start addressing?
Well, Springdale has an opportunity to become a very authentic downtown. There are some other great downtowns in Northwest Arkansas. We don't need to become them. We need to figure out who we are here, and be very inclusive and very diverse, and become who we are as a downtown. And I think that sets us apart in a great way, and it complements everything else that is going on in Northwest Arkansas if we can be who we are in the midst of all that.
You know, you have been speaking to a lot of people over the last few weeks who live here, work here. What have you been taking away from those conversations? What are are there themes that you hear over and over again? Are there concerns that you hear over and over again that people are bringing up to you, whether that's business owners or residents or city leaders or organization leaders?
A few themes that I have had a few themes kind of come out a lot of these conversations. And one is it's our time. We've waited a long time, and we've been thinking and planning and dreaming about downtown Springdale for a while. And the excitement is there that it is really about to happen. Other is that it's authentic. Like I said earlier, that, you know, there's been a lot of conversations that I've had that people have said, you know, we don't want to be Fayetteville, we don't want to be Bentonville. They're great, but we want to be Springdale. We want to be downtown Springdale, and I think that's really important. And being inclusive, you know, being an inclusive, very diverse downtown, and embracing all the different cultures that touch this area is very important. And another theme that I've noticed on my side of the conversations is just how much Springdale has to be grateful for. And you have so many people that are working so hard to pull in the same direction. And I just, you know, there just needs to be more conversations and continued more conversations. There's a real openness in this community. And that's one of its greatest strengths that I've already noticed right away, are just the people that are here and the desire to really build a great downtown.
So how do you feel like downtown fits into the overall landscape of Springdale? Because it is a few blocks of an entire city. So how does this role here going to fit in with this greater role of sort of the rest of Springdale, where all this kind of fits together?
Your downtown, any city, your downtown is like your soul. It's your heart and soul of the community. And it's for everybody, whether it's for the people that live there and work there, and it's for the people that don't live and work there that are still a part of the community to come and enjoy and be a part of and share in. And I think it's really important, and I'm really excited that across our entire country you're seeing revitalization of downtowns, because in the 1950s we all got excited about having, you know, cul-de-sac neighborhoods and houses built for our cars and not necessarily for us. And we're coming out of that. We're realizing the problems that type of pattern sprawl development creates for communities on a lot of different levels. You know, it contributes to depression and isolation, and we're just not as well connected. And I think it's really, really important for all cities to have a thriving downtown, because you need somewhere to connect. Whether you live there or not, you need somewhere to connect with people. If you say, meet me in town, you need to know where, you know, you need to have an idea of a great meeting place. And downtown Springdale is going to be a great place to connect.
This is a demanding role. That's what I've heard from many people. It's a lot of work to run a downtown downtown organization. So how do you prepare for that?
You identify who your partners are and who you can work with, because, I mean, right now we're a two-person office. We're going to grow in the future to a four- or five-person office, but still that's very small. In the foreseeable future, we will never be any bigger than that. So it's really important for us to develop really strong working relationships with other organizations in town. I've already found out that we have great working relationships with our parks department and our streets department. I'm very excited about that because I always like those guys. They do such a great job and work so hard for the city that they love. And the Chamber of Commerce is a great partner. I've already had a number of meetings with them, and I'm very excited about working alongside the Chamber of Commerce. And there's a lot of support. There's a lot of support in this community from the nonprofits, the different foundations, and the private and the public sector together. So there's a lot of support. It's just being a part of all of it from this office and not being siloed in any way, shape, or form. I mean, the DSA's got to be constantly connecting with those other organizations and finding out, you know, how we can advance Springdale's goals.
Well, thank you for your time and for letting us get to know you as you step into this role.
Thank you so much for coming by today and spreading the good news about Springdale.
That was Jill Dabbs, the new executive director of the Downtown Springdale Alliance, speaking this week with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek. This is Ozarks at Large.